You? Is that her father?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart. And a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Duds, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs.
I'm looking for Mr. Collier.
Oh, I'm Mr. Collier.
Oh, so it's you, is it? Well, see here, young man, I've been hearing what you say about New Duds on the radio.
Oh, but listen.
The idea of saying this one soap can do everything in my wash.
But Duds can.
Well, I know a lot of ladies, myself included, who say that's impossible. Well, how can this one granulated soap do all three kinds of wash?
Well, that's just what New Duds is made to do. All three kinds, from grimy work shirts and heavy towels to pretty rayon slips.
What? Well, wouldn't it have to be a new kind of soap?
Well, just you try, Duds. It is a brand new kind of granulated soap. Not just a new improvement of an old soap. It's Procter & Gamble's new soap discovery.
Oh.
In fact, this new Duds looks different than most granulated soaps. It's so much whiter. Why, even the suds are different.
How's that?
Well, if you've been using any of the four other leading granulated laundry soaps in your machine, you'll find new Duds makes more suds even in hardest water. Big bundles of suds that build up faster and last up to twice as long.
Well, sounds like this new Duds really is different.
You bet. Just you try it. Try it for everything in your wash. Why, Duds will show you just how really white your towels and linens can be. In fact, you've never seen whiter washes than New Duds gives you.
But will I have to scrub hard?
No, ma'am, not with Duds. There's no hard scrubbing, not even on the grimiest work shirts. Why, no soap made gets clothes clean easier than New Duds. Yet this same Duds is far safer for your fussy colored rayon slips. Safer than any other leading granulated wash day soap. That's why New Duds does all three kinds of wash.
Well, I've heard enough. I'm leaving.
Where are you going?
I'm
going
to get New Duds. Goodbye.
Oh, well, swell. Just look for that big red and white box with the name D-U-Z, Duds. And next wash day, let Duds do everything. And now, the Goldbergs. A tempest of family antagonisms has burst at the Goldberg house, with the main source of fury coming from Mrs. Bertha Jerome. It is her son with whom Rosie Goldberg is in love. And it is her son that Mrs. Jerome wants to protect from the Goldbergs. Mrs. Jerome's theory is that the Goldbergs are trying to make a good match for their daughter, even though Walter is now engaged to someone else. But, of course, the Goldbergs don't want Rosie to have anything to do with Walter. And now, to cap the climax, Mr. Jerome has just arrived and walked in unsuspecting on his unsuspecting wife. It was Jake who engineered this in an attempt to end the invasion all at once. Listen.
Come in, Mr. Jerome.
Come in, Bernard.
I didn't know you were here, Bertha.
Of course not. You wanted an opportunity to discuss what was closest to me behind my back.
Bertha.
Bernard, you know me the way these people don't. I don't give up easily. My son is too dear to me to lose him.
Bertha.
I can't stand it. Molly, come inside. Are you crying tears for your son, Mrs. Jerome? Or are those tears for yourself? Molly, come inside.
I'll be right in. Mrs. Jerome.
Mrs. Goldberg.
Please, let me talk, please, Mrs. Jerome.
Not to me, please.
Yes, to you. If you're unhappy because you think your son is in love with my daughter, let me assure you that I'm not less unhappy because my daughter thinks she's in love with your son.
And you want me to believe that?
You don't have to believe anything you don't want to believe.
This is all for your benefit.
No. No, it's for yours, Mrs. Jerome. You think we should consider ourselves fortunate? Why?
Tell her, Bernard.
You don't have to. I know what you consider and what you think are your tremendous advantages over us.
You'd like nothing better than
what? Share your poverty? That's what my daughter would have to do. Your son would share our wealth.
Your wealth?
Yes. Yes, our wealth. Yes. You may have the good fortune to be a good and wonderful businesswoman. But all your house has are things. Just things that anybody's money can buy. Anybody's. Just things. But your house is empty of what people live with. Each other. Every one of you is a stranger to each other. And your house is cold. And your house is empty. Your son isn't your son. And that's what you have. And that's what my daughter would get.
Since when are you an expert in our family life?
Since I saw you and your son and your husband. Excuse me, Mr. Jerome. It's my opinion. I'm not flattered to become related to your family.
You hear her, Bernard?
Molly!
This is the family our Walter wants to become involved with.
I think we should try to understand Mrs. Goldberg's position. Let's be calm and rational.
You can be calm. I can't.
There's nothing to get excited about.
Well, perhaps there isn't for you. Your lecture on spiritual wealth was very touching, Mrs. Goldberg.
Wasn't a lecture. I'm not a lecturer. I'm merely saying I only wanted you to realize that nothing you have is so desirable to us that we would how shall I say it, that I would bend to scheming to get it. Your worldly goods, Mrs. Jerome, they're not so overwhelming for us. We hope you enjoy them. We have no desire to do so. And once that's clear to you, that something else will be clear at the same moment, perhaps, if you have eyes to see the truth.
My eyes see one truth very clearly, Mrs. Goldberg. You and your husband thought I would stand aside while you prepared your little plan to become related to my family. And now that you see, and I know what you're up to, you're changing over to a very spiritual position, which may accomplish the same results as far as you're concerned. You may be able to take Mr. Jerome in with that fine talk, but then he's very easily swayed by fine sentiments. I'm not. And you're not pulling the wool over my eyes, not at all. Will you let me talk, Bernard?
Molly, will you have to ask you again to come in here?
Excuse me, please.
Bertha, will you be calm and let me say what I have to
There's
say?
There's nothing for you to say except what I have to say, and that is, we will do everything in our power to keep Walter out of the hands of these people.
I'm afraid,
What
Bertha,
are you afraid of?
I'm interested in Walter's happiness.
Precisely.
It's his idea of happiness, not ours.
What do you mean?
The thing to do is view everything calmly, quietly, without anger.
Calmly. Quietly. Who wants to be calm? I want to accomplish what I came here for.
Bertha, if you'll only listen.
What did you come here for?
You asked me to come to Lassenbury.
You know what I mean. Why did you come to the Goldbergs?
I wanted to speak to them about Walter.
I realize that, but what? What? Tell me what?
I wanted to tell them that we didn't see eye to eye.
Eye to eye. You ever see what I always had to see for you? I had to be your eyes, your ears, your brains. It's what I see, what I know. You're a sentimentalist.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
You think I'm going to let Walter become what you became?
I became what you made me.
I changed you from a failure into a rich man, a successful man.
Thank you. And now that I know what success is, I don't want it for my son.
I suppose you wanted to marry into the gold.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't want him to marry anyone. I want him to live his own life.
What does he know about life? What do you? I protected both of you for 20 years. I guarded you, made money for you. I gave you everything money could get, you care could get. You don't know what the world is because you never had to fight it.
And I regret it. Person has to live, Bertha. Person has to try. And fail or succeed, it doesn't matter. He has to live.
Sounds very noble. Let me remind you of one small thing, Bernard. One small detail that escaped your attention. Walter isn't falling in love just with a girl. The Goldbergs are smarter than you think. Mrs. Goldberg talks very fine. I can hear that as well as you. But there's a method.
She only
listen and
to...
hear. I know. Their daughter is a mean, grasping little creature looking to make a good match. And her parents are helping her. You think Walter's going to be happy here with these parasites living off the money he gets from us? Is that the life you want for your son?
I think you're
in. Did you see the girl? Did you hear her? She looks like a child. She has the mind of an old woman.
I thought Mr. Goldberg was very nice. He seemed so to me.
Did he? You didn't know I was here. You called, didn't you?
Yes.
Did they tell you I was here? No. They didn't. They asked you to come. They wanted to surprise us into admitting we were at odds with each other. Listen to me, Bernard. I know I've been harsh in many things. Maybe the armor I have, the protection I've had to build to meet life, is the sweetest in the world. But believe me, I love my family. I would do anything for you and Walter. I don't want Walter falling into the clutches of these people and that monstrous girl.
All right, Bertha. Only be rational. Be calm.
Well?
Mr. Giroux?
Are you Rosie?
Yes. I wanted to say that if there's any trouble, I'm sure it's my fault. I didn't want to start all this. I know it's making my family and both of you very unhappy. My liking someone shouldn't do that. And if it does, I'd rather be alone. I'd rather not sing the water ever again.
And that's your monster, Bertha.
It's just another trick.
Poor Rosie is bewildered, confused, alarmed by the excitement and battle of words about her. But Mrs. Jerome isn't, and neither is Molly. These two women, two mothers, have two views on life. And the views don't jive. Now, before you wash your next batch of dishes, just answer me this. Aren't you tired of those halfway soaps? I mean those tough granulated soaps because they're short on safety for your hands. And those bar soaps because they don't have real speed. Well, forget such halfway soaps because here's good news. Yes, Dove is here to bring you a new idea in dishwashing. Dove is that amazing new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And it has everything for dishes, too, from whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Notice how wonderfully soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Dove. Your hands can't get this extra gentleness from any other leading granulated wash day soap. And yet no soap made gets dishes clean faster than Dove. Why, it cuts even tough grease without hard scouring. Yes, Dove has everything for dishes. Try it today, and let those amazing suds tell you how really different Dove is. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Tomorrow, as if to cap the climax, another visitor comes. The Walter Jerome in question. And Jake takes a whole box of bicarbonate. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove. The new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.